June 6th, no need to be puffy. 1 Corinthians 4, verses 6 through 7. Now these things, brethren, I figuratively transferred to myself and Apollos for your sake, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what's written, that none of you may be puffed up on behalf of one against the other. For who makes you differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? Paul is writing to conclude his discourse on the Corinthian church dividing into camps. They were picking sides and arguing with one another based on what preachers they preferred. Paul has been attacking this error and was trying to help the church put things into perspective. He said in verse 6 not to think of him and Apollos above what is written. What he had written was in verse 1 of this chapter. He and Apollos were to be considered as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Notice Paul does not say anything about an exalted title or rank. He's telling the Corinthians, stop elevating men and to think of them from heaven's viewpoint. A servant is one who works for another. In Paul's case, he served Christ. And a steward was one who managed what was given to him. Again, regarding Paul and Apollos, they were to manage the hidden secrets of God's kingdom. Mysteries means secret or hidden secret, not something fully manifested. Of course, there are no secrets with God, who knows all things, but God revealed hidden truths to Paul that were not seen before. The revelation given to Paul regarding our position in Christ was most assuredly a secret. Paul does not use the words great when speaking of himself or other ministers. He uses phrases like fellow servant, faithful soldier, but never amazing leader or great speaker. Paul never writes to the churches and exalts men. And when we regard ministers as servants of Christ and managers of God's word, no one can get puffed up against anyone else. Paul did not want the church acting arrogantly against each other over their favorite preachers. And maybe verse 7 of the 4th chapter is the reason he downplays ministers. Paul asks two rhetorical questions. Who makes you differ from one another? And what do you have that you did not receive? These are such great questions. It's God who gives us the different gifts and graces. And the only reason we, as preachers and ministers of the gospel, have anything to give is because of what we received. And since we receive God's gifts and graces, why would we act as if we did this on our own? Paul wanted all the glory to go to the Lord. That's where the glory belongs, not with man. Application. What do we have that we did not receive is such a great question. I think I'm going to have a plaque made up so I can put that on my desk at church. I did not call or equip myself to be a pastor. I received God's calling and gifting, so I cannot act as if I did anything on my own. I'm a servant of Christ and a manager of his great truths, and that's pretty much it. Understanding how we look from heaven's perspective does not mean we don't have oversight and order in the church. It's the Holy Spirit who equips men and women to lead and oversee. What it does mean is that we carry a constant awareness that anything good we have is what we receive from the Lord, and we act accordingly. No one has the right to be puffy. Prayer. Lord, thank you for all you have done for me. I'm grateful, not puffy.